Sarah, thank you. Good morning. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 20th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Rockall, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Shannon 980, expected Thames 984 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, South Utsira 40s. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, but 2 or 3 at times in North Utsira. Squally rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th Tyne Dogger. Cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 6 or 7 at first in Cromarty. Showers, good, occasionally poor in Cromarty. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast 5 to 7, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Mainly south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Thames and Dover, veering west 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, but 7 or gale 8 in South Biscay. Squally showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Mainly westerly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. Northwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in Rockall. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest Hebrides, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northeast Hebrides, Bailey, northeast backing mainly northerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in Bailey, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, veering southeast 4 to 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Faroes. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree, automatic, south-southwest 4, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 987, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest 1, 12 miles, 988, falling. Lerwick, southeast by east 5, 7 miles, 998, falling. Lucas, northeast 1, slight rain, 600 metres, 988, falling. Bridlington, southeast by south 3, 989, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest by south 5, 5 miles, 995. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south-southwest 6, 5 miles, 995. Jersey, southwest by south 4, 13 miles, 995, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south 6, 5 miles, 992. Scilly automatic, southwest by south 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 986, falling quickly. Valentia, northwest 2, mist, 4 miles, 983, rising. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 4, 11 miles, 987, falling. Malin Head, southwest 2, 19 miles, 987, falling slowly. And so to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 20th of October. The general situation: an area of low pressure will move eastwards across southern England today, bringing showers to all areas and also gales to some English Channel coast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, decreasing 3 or 4. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeasterly 5 to 7 at first in north, otherwise mainly southerly 2 to 4. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest backing southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly west later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest backing southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly west later. Showers, squally at times, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, squally showers, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, veering west 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest veering west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, decreasing 2 or 3 for a time in north, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then westerly 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Isle of Man. Southeast 3 or 4, backing north, then increasing west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later in west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7 later in west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, occasionally 4 later in west. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sarah Hamayoun.
Good morning. I work in a children's hospice, and I've listened to the stories of many bereaved parents. The strength of these parents is inspiring, but one thing that really moves me is the legacy of love these little souls leave. By teaching their parents the true essence of love, light and strength can enter a parent's heart once again. Even in our bereavement groups, laughter often finds its way in, as parents share stories of mischievous moments and the unique quirks that made their children who they were. The room fills with warmth. Their little ones may be gone, but their light still ripples through every memory. These parents carry the weight of love, loss, and memories every day. And yet every single day they make the decision to rise again, to carry on like everything is normal, even to begin to laugh once more and enjoy time with friends and family. The world carries on around them. People are busy and distracted with the demands of life. But for a bereaved parent, not a day passes by without the beautiful memory of their child coming to mind. It is near impossible to find the words to describe the depth of that love, or the ache of their absence and the hole that it leaves in life. I pray that the memory of those we have lost is kept alive, because in remembrance, in speaking of them, that's where their life is honoured. Not defined by their illness or their passing, but by the joy, the light and the love they brought into our world, no matter how long or short their time here was. And I pray for all parents who carry that love forward every single day. As one mum said, sometimes even grief can be peppered with glimmers. And that's not wrong. It's love still alive. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Sarah Hamayoun. This is BBC Radio 4. It's a quarter to six now. Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, nature, the economy and the government's pledge to build, baby, build.
That narrative of nature being a blocker to development isn't just factually wrong. It sends a really terrible signal.
Getting things built and building them quickly is one of the best things the government can do to boost productivity.
First, all this week, we are talking beer and cider, from apples and hops to makers and brewers. Well, let's start with beer. There are around 45 hop growers across the country, about half of them in the West Midlands. Simon Parker from Instone Court produces 40 tonnes of hops every year, or he hopes to. This year, like many growers, he's been affected by the very dry summer. At the end of last month, Marie Lennon went along to the final day of his hop harvest in Herefordshire.
There you go, he's got his trailer loaded up, almost overflowing with